and there was another local band for you. That was the Kaminas with We Got Time at number 28 on the Brutal Brunch countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017 on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. And real quick, thank you for
that. Was Matt.
I did it.
Reenacting number 32.
Mars Attacks, baby.
We kicked that set off with Make Them Suffer with Vortex. Interdimensional Man. Spiral hindering inexplicable euphoria with what you just heard, the vocal hit of the year. Number 31 was Origin with Unequivocal off of Unparalleled Universe. Number 30, a local band, Seven Spires with their 8-minute epic Burn off of the album Solvig, which you can a ton of mythology behind that.
We blew it. Got that book. I want to know what it's about.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Seven Spires. What are they?
You can still buy the handwritten lyrics. But number 29 was Moonspell from Portugal. That was Desastre off 1755. And again, that was the Kaminas at number 28 with We Got Time. And real quick, the story behind that is there's a documentary. And Matt, you can find out if you appreciated that song, you can see how they put it together.
I will.
It's called Shaking Through, produced by Weathervane Music. And they basically bring bands in to record a song. And then they release all like the raw tracks to the public, if you're a member of the website. And they encourage you to like remix the songs and play with it and produce as you will. But that was the band's vision of the song We Got Time. So you can check that out online. And I'm going to play through a couple more songs real quick so we can get to the halfway point. Matt.
USA.
If you look down at your shirt. Woo! Immolation. That played before when we took our super quick trip down to the train trip to New York City to see Mayhem perform live. This band went on second, and they opened with this song, which is number 27 on our countdown, The Distorting Light.
Yeah.
Off of Atonement by Immolation. Again, coming
ageless,
in number 27.
Ageless Wonders.
The heaviest song on the countdown.
Yeah,
off the probably heaviest album of the year, arguably. Strap yourselves in.
thing.
And my hot take of the year is that Sepultura was better than Cavalera Conspiracy for this year.
Boo!
So that was Sepultura. That was Phantom Self.
That was good.
Off the album Machine Messiah before that. Or I should say their number 26 on a countdown, and 27 was Immolation with the distorting light.
I just like the Cavalera's accents. That's what I want to hear in my songs.
It is. It's good stuff. All right, and now before we crack the top 25, Matt wants to talk. Recap the feud of the year.
Feud of the year, Matt.
Norbit, I hope you're listening.
Norbit.
Call in. If anyone wants to call in, number's here, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. Ask us what we played, yell at us for being wrong about our countdown.
Anything we're not wrong. You can yell us about being wrong, but you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Except for when you put 92. What was Cradle of Filth at? 91?
Stand by.
92? It's garbage. Matt, hit me with that aux cord, son.
My bad. You're good. This
photograph. Feud of the year. Corey Taylor and Chad Kroeger from
92.
I think the summer of this year when this kind of all spilled out. June 2017. Corey Taylor responding to Chad Kroeger after Nickelback's main man took aim at Stone Sour and Slipknot again in June 2017. Kroeger was doing an interview with Arizona radio station 98KUPD. Kroeger had said, taking aim at Slipknot, they had to put on masks and jump around. How good can your music be if you got to beat each other up on stage and throw up in your own masks every night? And before that, he had been talking about Stone Sour, calling them quote unquote Nickelback Light, which is rude, but also maybe not incorrect, I guess I would say. Even though I'd certainly take, I think, Corey Taylor's side of this feud. Corey Taylor responds in the most devastating way. You can run your mouth all you want. All I know is I've been voted sexiest dude in rock wearing a mask. You've been voted ugliest dude in rock twice. Adding, I love Mike Kroeger and everyone else in the band. I'm just very cool with. I've hung out with him. It's just like face like a foot, who I can't really hang out with. He's got a face like a foot. Am I wrong?
What an insult.
That's the greatest feud of rock this year, besides the feud of Gene Simmons versus everyone. And hopefully Gene Simmons is being sued now for sexual harassment by ladies who worked at a radio station where he came in. I don't know why he's still doing interviews. I don't know why would you have this man in the studio? Feud of the year goes to Corey Taylor and Chad Kroeger, sweet good boys. Obviously Taylor with the absolute nuke. Kroger's face looks like a foot. It's so dumb. I think that's what I like the most about it.
I think it wound up like carrying on for a couple weeks too. Like there was another incident.
They definitely went back and forth. Like even in that story, there was like a downtime, and then like Kroeger popped up on another radio station, was like, and then there's another thing. And then they're like, well, how about this? And really stupid, but
there you go.
2017. What a year!
What a year indeed. All right, so we're gonna hop back into the countdown now. Cracking the top 25 with a band from Belgium. However, they do sing in English.
Thank God.
They started as a Green Day cover band.
Oh, no.
You may recognize the band name FOD is taken from the final track off of Dookie called, stands for F Off and Die. But, man, I think you'll like this one. It's only a minute and 51 seconds.
I don't think that's possible.
This is like a throwback to old Green Day. This is not new Green Day style. But anyway, the band is called FOD. They're from Belgium. The song is called Crew You off the album that they released this year called Harvest that has like a billion songs on it. It's number 25 on a countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017.
Listen to my song, Dan. Close that.
for having us over. Most nights we always fall asleep with something dumb on Netflix. Some nights trash reality, our kids' cartoons or shitty documentaries. Not perfect, but we're good together. Yeah, me, you and our bad tattoos. Yeah, all our stick and books, all our inside jokes. We'll regret them when we're dead and sober, but we're still breathing.
Killing Matt.
Ugh.
Killing Matt with the arcade fire there.
The next songs on the countdown is going to be one of those clappy, whistly, fake hipster jamboree songs from like a Toyota commercial. So although I did like the very beginning of that song, the instrumental part, before anyone was talking.
That's good. So yeah, we're mostly metal on the show, metal and punk, and then we got some other stuff in there like that. So that was Arcade Fire, number 21, a.k.a. the greatest celebrity basketball player of all time, Win Butler.
No way. The greatest celebrity basketball player of all time is Lil Bow Wow. Or actually, it's... go ahead, though, because I had another idea.
Were you going to say Joel Moore from the...
Ja Rule. Ja Rule was
I said Joel Moore from Hatchet.
Okay,
but Ja Rule could...
Ja Rule was good, and Nelly.
There you go. So, Arcade Fire coming in at number 21 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017 with Creature Comfort off of Everything Now. 22 was Arch Enemy, The World Is Yours off of Will to Power.
Mm.
The big album that got everyone excited because Jeff Loomis joined the band, and then turned out that Jeff Loomis did nothing other than just play the guitar.
Yeah.
Didn't write any songs or anything. 23, The Menzingers with Midwestern States off of After the Party.
That was good.
One of my favorite tweets of the year, because that album came out early February.
Yep.
And Chuck Taylor, the wrestler, Sweet Chucky T, tweeted out on Valentine's Day about everybody who's going to Valentine's Day, and he's going to just drink a beer in the shower and listen to the Menzingers, the new Menzingers album. I was like, hell yeah. 24, Northlane, some prog metal out of Canada.
Yep.
That was Color Wave off his Mesmer.
That was
good. And 25 was FOD out of Belgium with Crew U.
Nope. Nope.
Matt almost came around on it.
It was cute that they had the accent. That's what like saved that song. I'm like, oh, fun.
Fair enough.
But it's like it's funny that they're from Belgium and they still sang out of their nose like the great Tom DeLonge.
Oh man, if only Tom was listening. Maybe he is.
Tom, save us from the aliens.
All right, so we're gonna jump right into the next. We're gonna go right into the top 20 now, before the next CD switchover and we get to the top 15. This next
Something's ringing. The phone.
Oh, it's...
Where's
my cheat sheet?
Matt, the phone! Guys, the phone is ringing. Hopefully it's...
MFO, hello.
Hey, it's Daryl. I'm down back. Can you open the door? Are you alone, or can you...
We'll be there in a second. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to come around the front.
Sounds good.
No worries. I thought it was Norman.
All right, I thought that was going to be Norman. That's why I answered live on the air. That was not Norman.
Call right. Defend Chad so, Kroger.
Whoever comes on at, I guess, 5 o'clock is here. So anyway, we're going to get to number 15 on the or number 20 on the countdown. This is an all-female punk band called Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Oh, yeah. Did we play them before?
We probably played them.
The Women's March?
We may have played them. From their previous album, they did have a song this year called "Woman Anarchist," which had an awesome video. It was a bunch of like punk musicians and everything in it, compilation video. But anyway, this is Victoria off their album "Warriors." This is "Bad Cop, Bad Cop," number 20 on the Brutal Brunch top 50 songs from 2017.
Go let that guy in.
This is the story of Victoria, just like a morning dove. Troubles and woes and left it in plain view.
America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. choose to ignore.
The objects we never question, yet we choose to endure.
They don't approve.
They keep us fighting war after war.
But no one knows what they are even because fighting for.
They don't approve.
Die
to the dead that you die.
It's been a long time since that band released anything new. Matt, do you want to enlighten the people on how you know them?
From the end of 10 Things I Hate About You, they play the cover of Want You to Want Me on the roof of the school.
That's right. That was Save Ferris with Do I Even Like You off the Checkered Past EP. And that followed a couple of legal battles. So some of the original band members sued Monique Powell, the singer, and she countersued and wound up winning the rights to the band, got all new musicians for that, for the band. I think there was one guy from 2012. Everybody else was new this year, and they put out an EP called Checkered Past. And, yeah, a couple of her contemporaries will also be showing up on as we get to the top 15.
What a list. Folks, what a list, because we started off with, what was the first song in the block? Was it Satan Is Real? No.
The first one, so number 20, was Bad Cop, Bad Cop with Victoria of the album Warriors. So that was the all-female punk band. Then we had Protean Collective, the local favorites. Number 19 with Dead Ends off of Collapse. 18 was Creator, Satan Is Real, off of Gods of Violence.
So good.
A favorite of metal history.
Favorite of me.
Number 17 was First Blood, These Are the Rules.
Yeah, that was good too.
And then Save Ferris with Do I Even Like You.
What swings, people. What a list.